delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
After on this Tuesday, trying to cover everything we can for you and move along and cover as much territory with the best people possible, including people like Dr. John Lott, our next guest here on the program, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. And when it comes to understanding guns and the truth behind guns and gun ownership, he is the man. The Michigan House considering a series of bills that would alter the state's firearm licensing system and programs. The legislation would remove the penalty against people who carry concealed pistols without a state-issued permit. Supporters say Michigan citizens don't need a license to exercise their Second Amendment right. It's called constitutional carry. Dr. John Lott, welcome back to the program.
Oh, great to talk to you again, Steve.
Well, constitutional carry is something that is, it's always been the case in Vermont, actually. There are, if I'm not mistaken, there are no laws pertaining to handguns specifically in Vermont, one of the states with the lowest incidence of gun violence, if you will. But there is a movement in this country toward constitutional carry. Why do you think that is?
Well, there are 14 states, including Vermont, that allow people to carry without a permit in all or virtually all of the state. My guess is, Vermont doesn't have any gun control laws beyond what federal laws are. But I would guess that Vermont would have low crime rates whether or not they had different types of gun control laws. There's certain things that are different in different places, like Vermont being very rural, for example. But the main reason benefit from having constitutional carry is that right now people have to go and pay fees to have a permit. Some states require some type of training. It's not going to change the number of people who get who can carry, but getting rid of the fees and getting rid of the expensive training requirements may change the number of people who get a permit. Right now in Michigan, it's $100 to go and get a concealed carry permit, and that may not stop you or I from being able to get it, but there are other people that it might make a difference in terms of whether they're going to be able to protect themselves, particularly the people that my research indicates benefit the most from having guns, which would be poor blacks in particular who live in high-crime urban areas.
One of the other things that is interesting in some of the information coming out in Michigan right now, according to Glenn Duncan, he is the Michigan Association of Firearms Retailers president. Glenn Duncan says the new crowd that's buying guns, much younger than they used to be, he said primarily now in their 30s, very different from a few years ago when most people were over 65 that were buying new guns. Isn't that an interesting demographic shift that in Michigan, at least, and this might be true around the country, maybe you can help me with filling in the gaps here, but why is there a younger crowd, a crowd in their 30s, focusing so much on purchasing and learning about firearms, including the training that goes with it?
Yeah, we don't really have any way of knowing, per se, just purchasing guns. I guess there's been some information. Most states don't break down permit holders by age of the permit holders for us to look at, but there's some information that indicates that over the last decade, not only has it been a lot more people, but you've had more women, more blacks, and also somewhat younger people getting concealed handgun permits. Older people, being relatively weaker physically, are more attractive victims for criminals, but of course anybody can go and be a victim, particularly women, for example. And concealed carry permits are an important way for people to go and protect themselves when the police aren't able to be there.
One of the other findings, we're with Dr. John Lott here on the program, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. And Doctor, one of the other findings here and some of the numbers as I dig into them here, it seems that the number of people taking classes for CPLs has leveled off or is even declining in some places. A lot more classes out there, but the class sizes are 10 to 15 as opposed to being packed with 30 like they were in days gone by. But it seems, have we reached a saturation point when it comes to carrying concealed in states like Michigan where it's kind of leveled off the numbers and they're not continuing to rise in dramatic fashion?
Well, when you first have a log change, you're going to have a kind of a big overhang of people who want to go and get concealed carry permits. But, you know, so it's kind of natural that you have some leveling off that occurs over time. But there's been substantial growth over the last 8 years or so in terms of the number of concealed carry permit holders, even in the last few. Between 2015 and 2016, there was a record increase in concealed carry permits nationwide. There was something like over 1.5 million new people who got concealed carry permits just over that one-year span there. Now, we're still putting the data together for permits as of the beginning of this year, but it looks like there's still an increase, though not as large as it was in the previous year. So, you know, these things go up and down a little bit, but there's still basically a net increase. In last year, about 7.4% of the adult population in Michigan had a concealed carry permit. And just one other thing, since you were talking about constitutional carry earlier, and that is even when you move to a constitutional carry system, which doesn't require people to have a permit, you still see people going and getting training. Even if it's not mandated, they may get it on their own time or break it down somewhat differently so it's not as expensive for them. But what you find is that law-abiding citizens know that they have a lot to lose if they go and use a permanent concealed handgun improperly. They could instantly become a felon. And so because they have so much at stake, particularly for law-abiding citizens, they really make sure that they have training and know what they're doing before they do it. It's just getting rid of the mandatory aspect of the training allows them to do it in a less costly way than they would have otherwise.
And a lot of people are doing that, and I'm a big fan of education. Doctor, we have to leave it there for today, but another great conversation, greatly appreciated. If you'd like to find out more about Dr. John Lott, The War on Guns, or some of his other great books, go to crimeresearch.org. Dr. John Lott, thank you.
Great talking to you.
Dr. John Lott here on the program. Take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.